This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, 9 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Farmers, there's a new crop insurance product available that will complement your revenue-based policy. Multiple peril policies use the average price in February to set your base price. Through Farm Credit Services of Illinois and the new multiple price discount product, you now have the opportunity to capture a higher effective base price and maximize your coverage. You can add 3 to 4 additional months to your discovery period ahead of the March 15th sales closing date. A longer discovery period could also offer more opportunities for the coming year so you can feel more confident in your marketing decisions. Our new crop insurance products will work with your multi-peril policy whether using basic, optional, or enterprise units. Crop insurance available through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For more information on a crop insurance product to fit your needs, call us at 800-444-FARM or online at farmcreditil.com. Whether we're in an office, at your kitchen table, or the tailgate of your pickup, Farm Credit, a good fit for all your crop insurance needs.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch for part two of the Morning Farm Show in just a few moments. Time now to run down the commodity markets from the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. December wheat ended the day at 6.45 and a quarter. That was down a penny. March wheat ended at 6.55 and three quarter, down 1 1/2. May wheat ended at 6.61, down 1 3/4. December corn yesterday ended at 4.32 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. March corn ended at 4.44, down 2 1/2. May corn ended at 4.53, down 2 1/2. November soybeans yesterday ended at 13.19 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter. January beans 13.14 and a half, up 13 and a half. March beans ended at 12.96 and a half, up 14 and 3/4. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.27.70, up 56. January meal 4.21.40, up 56. March meal 4.09.60, up 60. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 40.75, up 33. January oil 41.05, up 30. March oil 41.45, up 29. And December oats yesterday ended at 336 and a half, up 3 3/4. March oats ended at 319 and a quarter, up 3/4. Right now, we'll join the Illinois Department of Agriculture for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Tuesday, the 11th report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Exports to China gave soybeans substantial gains, which pushed January to its highest close in 6 weeks. Excess corn supplies with a lack of demand are weighing on the corn market, and wheat has no positive news to break it out of its existing values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 407 to 426. Soybean bids were 10 cents higher at 1282 to 1309. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 410 to 427. Soybean bids were 10 to 11 higher at 1296 to 1314. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 4 cents lower at 402 to 429. Soybean bids were 4 to 14 cents higher at 1275 to 1318. Wheat bids were steady to 1 lower at 610 to 648. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were up 14 cents at 1330 to 1340. Basis was steady to 15 to 25 over the January. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 462.70 to 466.70, up 560, with basis steady at 35 to 39 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 3 cents at 438 to 442. With basis steady at 6 to 10 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted to their producer corn bids down 6 to 9 cents at 406 to 421, with basis down 3 to 6 at 11 to 26 under the December. Soybeans ended up 9 to 10 cents at 13 to 13.20, with basis down 4 to 5 at 15 under to 5 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to 7 higher at 4.43 to 4.44. These elevators raised their soybean prices 9 to 14 cents with quotations at 13.34 to 13.35. Soft wheat closed mix at 6.56 to 6.60. Milo ended the day mixed at 4.72 to 4.73. Contract bids for producers for January delivery. In the northern part of the state, corn at 413 to 429, soybeans for January at 1283 to 1312. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 416 to 431, soybeans for January at 1305 to 1325. And corn for January delivery in the southern part of the state at 422 to 441, soybeans for January delivery at 315 to 336. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. December hogs ended at 87.20, down 85. February hogs 91.35, down 87. April hogs 93.32, down 72. December cattle yesterday ended at 132.67, down 7. February cattle 134.27, down a dime. And April cattle $135, down 27. November feeder cattle yesterday 164.65, up 45. January feeders 164.20, up 2. March feeders 164.20, down 12. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 9 cents higher in the range of 78 to 84, with the weighted average carcass price of 81.13. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $3 higher with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 67, 4 to 5 weights 63 to 70, 5 to 550 weights 66 to 71, and 550 and up 69 to 75. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 57 to 63. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,564. And now for the opening report for the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville. They had receipts of 375 head. Compared to last week, steers and heifers were 50 cents lower, and Holstein steers were a dollar lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 129 to 133. The select steers were 125 to 128. Slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 118.25 to 122.25. And slaughter heifers choice were 128 to 132. And the select and choice 126 to 128. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 127 to 131. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 680 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 95.24, and that was 39 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 202.26, and that was 53 cents lower, with select carcasses at 188.54, and that was $1.20 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 121,000. That compared to 118,000 last week and 129,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 437,000, which compared to 436,000 last week and 435,000 a year ago. Now for the Arthur Sale Barn Weekly Hay Report for Monday, November 11th. They had receipts of 645 bales, and starting with the alfalfa, large square, premium quality, they were bringing 130. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality, small squares, $11 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, large rounds, 87. Fair quality, large squares, 52. Mixed grass, good quality, small squares, 4.25 to 475. Fair quality small squares, 2.25 to 375, large rounds, 22 to 27, and utility quality small squares, $1.50. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.50 a bale. That concludes the livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, $4.27, and for December, $4.27. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, $4.27, and for December, $4.19. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, $13.04, and for December, $13.28. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.24. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Scottville, $4.27, corn at Greenfield, $4.27, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $13.04, wheat at Scottville, $6.24. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seed and by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois for today. High temperatures in the low 40s and light west winds. Clear skies for tonight. Low temperatures in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies and warmer. High temperatures in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday. Cloudy and warmer with a day-to-day chance of showers. Low temperatures in the low 40s. High temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have mostly clear skies, 13 degrees on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seed and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. And we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Asgrow brand soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. When you are ordering your soybean seed this season, consider Asgrow on your farm. Listen to what Asgrow brands these farmers plant.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow brand soybeans. Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
Hello, Jan Thiessen from Quality Engine Machine Shop in Litchfield, Illinois. Our engine knowledge and experience is second to none. We work by the golden rule and treat others the way we would want to be treated. As always, you may take your work to any of your local McKay Napa Auto Parts stores and they will bring it to us at no extra cost to you. Call me at 217-851-2208.
Quality Engine Machine Shop, located at 509 West Sargent Street in Litchfield.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader, representative for District 14. Have you ever noticed the bright orange reflective triangle on the back of all farm equipment? It's called a slow-moving vehicle emblem, or SMV emblem, and it is there for safety. If you're concerned about rural safety, join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means safety.
The Associated Press published an investigation Tuesday showing ethanol hasn't lived up to some of the government's clean energy promises. The report is drawing criticism from the ethanol industry. Ethanol producers, corn growers, and industry groups say the report is rife with errors. In fact, Renewable Fuels Association Vice President of Research and Analysis, Geoff Cooper, told reporters Monday there's probably more truth in this week's National Enquirer than the AP story. But AP Vice President and Senior Managing Editor Mike Orsix is standing by the AP's reporting, stating the report is a result of months of work and review of documents and interviews of experts and people on all sides of the public policy debate about this energy resource. The ethanol industry is disputing several of AP's findings, including the idea that farmers wiped out millions of acres of conservation land and destroyed habitat in their rush to find new places to plant corn. The industry says the primary driver for such losses was the congressional decision to lower the number of acres allowed in conservation. The AP suggests USDA figures tell a different story. Another industry complaint is the AP's statement that more corn went to fuel than livestock feed since 2010. The ethanol industry points to the distiller's grains left by the distillation process that can be used for feed. The AP utilized data from USDA's Economic Research Service, which doesn't factor in distiller's grain. The markets are still showing some reactions from the monthly USDA report that was released last Friday. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what we've seen and what we may see going forward.
Well, USDA did increase the size of the corn and soybean crops. The corn crop, not quite as much as was expected. We kept it below the psychological 14 billion bushel level. That kept ending stocks below the psychological 2 billion bushel level, but we still have plenty of corn, and it'll probably get bigger in the January report. Soybeans, on the other hand, increased more than what was anticipated, but at the same time, USDA went further in increasing demand than what the trade had anticipated, so that was kind of a wash. That said, stocks are still at a very tight level, less than a 20-day supply for soybeans. Global demand is strong, so traders saw a need to focus on the demand and to build some risk premium into soybean prices ahead of the South American growing season. With that done, corn traders, speculative fund managers who had built record large short positions going into the report, had incentive to start covering those positions. Even though corn fundamentals are still bearish, they feel like it's been priced in. It's time to move their money elsewhere.
And this week there was no weekly crop report due to Veterans Day. So are we just seeing the market slow down a little bit as they're just going off of the monthly report that was released for this week?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you look at the strength we've seen in the last couple of days in the corn market, it only makes sense that you would start seeing some selling come in once again. This is certainly not the type of dynamics we'd expect prices to go straight up. We did see some weakness in soybeans on Monday because of unwinding of corn-soybean spreads. They eventually overcame that weakness and are continuing to push higher. And I think we'll see that overall trend of soybeans, and soybeans are the leader here. I think we'll see that overall trend. The key is going to be to see if the lead soybean contract, January contract, can take out 13.15 this week. If it can, then I think we can establish a sideways trading range between 13.15 and 13.50 going into the core of the South American growing season to wait to see if a legitimate threat to the crop emerges. If it does, we can go higher. If not, then we'll probably collapse lower.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Farmers have control over quite a few things when it comes to helping their crops grow. They add fertilizer, spread limestone, tweak this, that, and the other thing to try to get better balanced soil. But they can't change the base they're working with, the soil itself. I spoke with University of Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences Professor Ken Olson about the different soil types in our listening area.
Really two major categories. One is mollisols, which are developed under prairie grass, and the other is alfasols, which are formed under timber mostly. So a county such as Montgomery or any county in that area would have soils along the streams that are formed under timber. They tend to be a little better drained, and the flatter areas tend to be mollisols.
So what caused these soils to develop into different types when they're relatively close to each other? Olson said we can actually pin that back to a time when glaciers were still making their way through North America.
It's primarily the vegetation factor, which is one of the five soil-forming factors. And the area was on the edge of the glaciation, the Illinois Glacier in particular. Basically, the climate was different at that glacial period, and the wetter areas tended to be dominated by grasses or prairie, and the better-drained sites, trees, invaded up the river valleys. So it's primarily a reflection of what it developed under prior to what we call European settlement. One other point I'll make is that when we had glaciers and melting and so on tens of thousands of years ago, a lot of the Illinois River Valley, the Mississippi, flooded, and then when they dried out, the wind blew the silt up on the upland. And that's why we have what's called LUS, which is wind-blown silts. And they make some of the most productive soils. That's the parent material that most of our mollisols and even our timber soils are formed in.
So to sum up, there are a few main areas to consider when analyzing how soil types are formed and are still being altered today.
There are a series of factors: the slope of the land, the kind of parent material that was formed in, how long it's been exposed to the climate, of course the biological factor, which is really man and vegetation, but most of the impact is from vegetation, at least currently. We are getting a lot of disturbed soils around the country. Everything from strip mining to urban development. And we're starting to think in terms of trying to classify or reclassify these disturbed soils.
Again, that was Ken Olson, professor at the University of Illinois, Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Tune in later today for more with Ken Olson. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.